Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son nor your daughter, nor your male servant nor your female servant, nor your cattle nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Verses 1 through 17, Exodus chapter 20. Lord, thank you, Lord, for us as your church. Thank you for us as a nation. Lord, help us as the church and as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just what you have for us today. Heavenly Father, I just want to pray that you'd lead us more into repentance, that we would look at our sins and transgressions with honest eyes. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you would love us despite these. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, that you died for us on the cross, that Jesus died for us on the cross while we were still sinners. And thank you so much, Heavenly Father, that you have so much life that you want to offer for us. I just pray that we'd walk more and more in that with you, even right now in these moments. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Just to all of our listeners, keep in mind, today, the 30th, is the deadline for our Ten Commandments Speech Project Challenge. And so if you haven't gotten your speech in yet, please get it in. Again, this is our Youth Discipleship Outreach. And remember, last year we ended up with 57 speeches. Every one of them, Isaac, was powerful and encouraging. So we're hoping the young folks that will get involved this year, we've received a number of those already, but we hope the rest of you that haven't turned yours in, please get it to us. And we'll look forward to highlighting those that are able to get on a broadcast to have you on. We have begun to have the young people to come on and share their speeches and the parents participating. All the broadcasts have been great, just wonderful thus far. So hope that you will get involved. And remember, you get a free T-shirt with the Ten Commandments on the back. You also will receive a bookmark and an item, a coupon for our bookstore. We are very blessed and honored to have as our phone guest today, Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Carson, he's a neurosurgeon. He's a former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development with President Trump under his first administration. And wears as many, many hats as well otherwise, but he is one of the authors of the book Built on Faith and also producer with the program Star Spangled Adventure. Dr. Carson, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. It's nice to be with you.
Honor to have you on today. And I would just mention, Dr. Carson, you and I have actually been working together for years in this regard. We use your movie, Gifted Hands, as a wonderful ministry teaching tool because there's so many insights you included in that movie that are good tools to teach people about the Ten Commandments about. So you and I have been working together for years. You just didn't know that, though. But thank you for being with us on the broadcast today.
Well, amen. The Lord has used that movie mightily in lots of different ways. And, you know, I'm glad I held out because, you know, there are probably 12 different producers who wanted to do a movie, but they all believed in artistic license, which means they get to add stuff in. And you know how Hollywood is. They'd have me having an affair with an ICU nurse or something. I said, no way. And we finally got the right group.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And again, and we'll move on, though, but I would mention that there's so many wonderful clips that you did in that movie that are great tools to teach children with. So I really, really appreciate you having put together that movie as well. So,
thank you.
But today, again, we're going to be talking about a book that you co-authored entitled Built on Faith and Star Spangled Adventure. Is there any, before we move to those, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about yourself in that? Because, you know, many of our listeners, probably most of them know your name, but there might be a few that don't quite know who you are, but anything further you'd like to share about yourself in the way of introduction?
Well, you know, I'm also the vice chair of the Religious Liberty Commission. We presented to the president last week our findings and recommendations, and he commissioned us for another year. You'd be amazed at the things that are going on in this country that people don't know about that violate our rights. And also, I'm working with MAHA as an advisor for health, nutrition, and housing for the Department of Agriculture.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you again for sharing that. And again, thank you for your time today. Would you tell our listeners about the book specifically, Built on Faith? And I tell you, in the article that I looked at before the broadcast, one of your quotes was, faith is not a footnote in the American story. It is the foundation of it. Share with our listeners about the message of the book, Built on Faith, and the mission behind the book, Built on Faith, if you would, please.
Well, there's been a concerted effort by some who want to fundamentally change this country to blot out our history or to distort our history. The fact of the matter is, we're the first and only country whose founding document states that our rights come from our Creator. That's a radical departure from any governance system that generally has existed. And I think it was one of the reasons that we were able to accelerate so quickly. You know, by the time 1831 rolled around, de Tocqueville was over here on behalf of the Europeans trying to see what was going on. They couldn't understand how a nation only 50 years old could already be competing with them on virtually every level. And he was impressed by our system of government, checks and balances, our one-room schools that educated people enormously. If you really want to be impressed, look at a sixth-grade exit exam from 200 years ago and see what they were expected to know. We have really dumbed things down. The business environment encouraged entrepreneurship and innovation, but the churches impressed them more than anything. Mm-hmm. The fiery sermons that emanated from those pulpits that encouraged a ragtag bunch of militiamen who didn't even have boots to defeat the most powerful military force on the planet. It's just amazing. And to give the people a basis, a moral basis, because, you know, our second president, John Adams, said our Constitution was designed for a moral and religious people and is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. So a lot of people don't know that, and they go around saying things like our founders were deists. They believed that there was a God, but that he didn't do anything. Well, when you actually look at the writings and the actions of our founders, you'll see that that is absolutely not true. And then there are others who say, yeah, but they had slaves, so, you know, that negates anything that they said or did. That's a little bit unfair because that's sort of like you're driving 20 miles per hour. Everybody's driving 20 miles per hour. And then down the road, someone says, no, it should have been 10 miles an hour. So we're going to penalize you for going 20 miles an hour. You know, people did that. And the fact of the matter is slavery has not been a stranger to any civilization ever. From the very beginning of civilizations. And so that doesn't make us uniquely evil because we had slavery. What does make us unique is the fact that we had so many people who were vehemently opposed to it, that we fought a bloody civil war and lost a large portion of our population. And we generally, in our history, we don't teach the children about the Underground Railroad and the many people who sacrificed everything, including their lives, to get slaves to freedom. So what we concentrate on at American Cornerstone is our Little Patriots program, which teaches our children all of our history, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The fact of the matter is there's a heck of a lot more good than there is bad and ugly. And if you only concentrate on the bad and ugly, you give our young people a very negative impression of who we are. Mm-hmm. And not likely to encourage patriotism when people are thinking that way. And we know that that is a plan. If you go back and you look at the congressional record, January the 10th, 1963, Congressman Herlong of Florida read in the 45 goals of communism in America. And you'll see a lot of them have been met, including gaining control of school systems and teacher unions so you could indoctrinate our kids. You could selectively teach our kids. You could change the history. And we have to be cognizant of what's going on or we will just headlong fall into the trap of communism and how it has worked so effectively to capture people but not to make their lives any better.
Mm. Well, can you share with us specifically, of course, the American Cornerstone Institute is the organization you founded specifically, am I correct?
Yes.
Share with our listeners the mission, the message and the mission behind your organization.
Well, you know, at the end of the first Trump administration, I said, this time I can really retire. Because I had planned to do that when I finished my medical career, but the Lord had other plans.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing the direction of the country, we realized that it wouldn't be possible just to play golf and cruise around the world and enjoy life,
mm-hmm.
not watching the country go down the tubes. So some very talented individuals from HUD joined me in forming the Cornerstone, American Cornerstone Institute, to focus on those cornerstone principles that made us so successful as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
That would be our faith first and foremost, which many are trying to obliterate. Our faith really teaches us how to interact with each other, love your neighbor, not cancel your neighbor if they disagree with you. That's exactly the opposite. And then liberty. Real freedom, something that people all over the world long for. There's a reason that America is the only country that has a dream. You've never heard of a dream for any other country, but everybody knows about the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
Because here you can pursue the...
Dr. Carson, we're coming up on a break, and we'll pick up right there on that. We can pick up there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Dr. Ben Carson. He's the president of the American Cornerstone Institute, amongst other things. We'll be right back.
You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. For greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this.
Music of Passion with God of the City. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Dr. Ben Carson. He's the president of the American Cornerstone Institute. And Dr. Carson, as we begin this portion of this next segment, would you pray for our listeners that they would have ears to hear all that the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast today?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we ask that Your Spirit would be with us throughout this broadcast. Help us to have the ears to listen to Your messages, and let the message that have come forth be Yours, not mine, not any other person, but Your Holy Spirit. And help us to adhere to the things that You've given us. You've given us everything that we need and more. But sometimes we close our eyes to it and we close our ears to it. We ask that You would open our eyes and our ears and lead us in the way You would have us go. In the worthy name of Your Son, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Well, Dr. Carson, tell us about the book, Built on Faith, and then the project called The Star-Spangled Adventures.
Well, Built on Faith helps our young people. It's a cartoon book, animated book, beautifully done, beautiful pictures, and talks about George Washington and John Adams and Madison and Jefferson and all the things that they all did, acknowledging the role of God in our lives. And so often, we have people who are trying to remove God from our history, particularly for our young people. And there's a great misunderstanding about separation of church and state, which does not appear in the Constitution, by the way. But there's absolutely no reason that we can't teach about God, because our very founding document, the Declaration of Independence, blatantly puts Him out there in the front. And of course, our Pledge of Allegiance says we're one nation under God. That's the Pledge of Allegiance for our entire nation, our flag, our money. It says, "In God we trust." Every bill, every coin says that. So why wouldn't we be able to talk about it in our schools? And we should be able to. And this is an attempt to make sure that we counter the group who is trying to obliterate God, saying that He's not an important part of who we are, when He is at the center of who we are. And when you think about it, we were a ragtag bunch of militiamen fighting against the most powerful empire on earth. Our people didn't even have boots. And yet, we prevailed. It's a real David and Goliath story. That doesn't happen without the grace and the impact that comes from God. So we made that a big part of American Cornerstone, the Little Patriots program, to teach their children what the real history is and to make them aware of why they should love our country and feel very blessed to be here and feel that they have a part to play in making sure that we continue to be a free nation Mm-hmm. And just, we're the freest nation in the world. You know, I've visited 68 countries, and some of them are very pleasant places, but there's no place like this place. Mm-hmm. And we're very fortunate to be here, and we need to do all we can to make sure that we preserve all of those freedoms. And we have a program called Star Spangled Adventures. Every month, a new vignette from our history comes out. There may be one of Fort McHenry, on a Declaration of Independence, on exploration in the West, all kinds of things. And it's done very beautifully. People say that it must be cost a lot of money to produce these things. And the answer to that is yes, it does. But we want a high quality project. And we have very patriotic Americans who support the program because they want to make sure that we disseminate the truth to our young people. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he'll not depart from it, Proverbs 22:6. But we need to also remember that it was Vladimir Lenin, a Marxist, who said, give me your children to teach for 4 years, and the seed that I sow will never be uprooted. Mm-hmm. So we need to be every bit as aggressive as those who want to fundamentally change our nation into something else. And Star Spangled Adventures has a movie, a full feature-length movie that was premiered at the Kennedy Center 2 weekends ago. Mm-hmm. And will be available for the public live streaming starting on July the 4th, free of charge. You just have to go to starspangledadventures.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the book Built on Faith, what age is does that, what age range would you guess that book is mainly for?
Mainly K through 5.
K through 5, okay.
And a lot of very captivating artwork, mm-hmm. kind of thing that really draws children in. And okay. We want to get them started early in knowing who we are as a nation and what our values are. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole purpose of the Little Patriots program. It's also, each of the movie vignettes is associated with a internet teaching lesson. Mm-hmm. So this can be used in homeschools, can be used in any type of educational setting. And we encourage parents and grandparents to look at them with their children because we don't know everything either. Sometimes we think we do, but we don't. And it's good for us to really reacquaint ourselves with some of the absolutely fabulous things that happened in the history of our country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to ask Dr. Carson, would you pray for the church, that the church would grow in its understanding of the importance of us learning that education is simply to be an extension of discipleship, that they understand that without question, it's important for parents to take responsibility, obviously to educate their children, but the Bible yes. and the grace of God should permeate education as opposed to people who think, well, no, that's education and spiritual growth, two different things. They should be work hand in hand. Would you pray for believers to grow in their understanding of that?
Absolutely. It should be hand in hand. You know, God made us in his image, and God is intellectual. He's a God of knowledge and power. And Father, we ask that you would help us to understand the role that education plays. That the people who believe in Marxism, they believe in dumbing down population and people not knowing. And that makes them very easy to manipulate. But your people should never be easy to manipulate. Because as it says in John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Education is about learning about the truth so that we can use these incredible brains that you have given us. Billions and billions of neurons, hundreds of billions of interconnections, the ability to remember everything we've ever seen, everything we've ever heard, to process 2 million bits of information in 1 second. You've given all of that to us. for a reason. And it's not for us to just sit around and talk to each other. It's for us to use to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, Dr. Carson, would you just comment, share your thoughts on this reality that once upon a time, the Bible was the chief textbook in our public schools, and sadly, how far our public schools have come from that. But would you share your thoughts on why that was important?
Well, it was incredibly important, not only as a tool to teach people how to read, but as a foundation for a belief system in terms of how we should treat each other. You know, the Bible says, and Jesus said, the greatest commandment, love God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. Mm-hmm. But if you don't learn those principles, particularly early on, you become an easy target for those who come along saying, what are you talking about? There is no God. Or you're your own God. Everybody makes their own rules. And we see a lot of that today. And it doesn't seem to be leading to a good place. And it's actually very encouraging that a lot of the young people, particularly the young males, are returning to the church. Because I think they kind of look down the path and see where all these unusual ideals are leading and said, I don't want to go there. I want to go where we were before.
Right.
On the trajectory that we were, which was an upward trajectory. Mm-hmm. But of course, Satan is not happy with us, and he's going to do everything he can to denigrate the gospel of Jesus Christ and make people feel that there is no such thing. And he especially wants people to believe there is no Satan. Mm-hmm. He loves that. He can work undercover without anybody accusing him of anything.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, one of the many wonderful things about God's word is it teaches us to love God, to love people, and to value people as well. And so many other things we could say about that. So, well, again, Dr. Carson, thank you so much for being with us today. An honor to have you on the broadcast. If someone wants to get a copy of the book Built on Faith, as well as connect and be able to watch Star Spangled Adventure, would you tell them how to do that?
Yeah, they can go to bencarson250.com, and it's all there, including there's a bundle that's put out by Brave Books that includes Built on Faith. It includes 1, 2, 3, We Are Free by Riley Gaines, and Built by the Brave by Kirk Cameron. And you can get special pricing if you buy the bundle. But it's all aimed at making sure that our young people hear the other side of the story, make sure that they develop an early love for Christ, and that they become patriotic citizens.
Amen. Amen. And if someone is wanting to get a copy of your movie, Gifted Hands, can they get that information from your website as well?
They can go to littlepatriotslearning.com, or they can go to americancornerstone.org.
All right. Well, Dr. Carson, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. I hope that there'll be a tremendous response with parents wanting to get this book for their children, as well as individuals who are just wanting to better see how the fact that God permeates our history and growing their understanding. So thank you so much for your time today.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Again, that was Dr. Ben Carson. Please pray much for Dr. Carson and the work and the mission behind the American Cornerstone Institute. Pray that God's will would be done more and more through that as a tool in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you for Dr. Ben Carson. Thank you for his family. Thank you for the ministry and work of the American Cornerstone Institute. Father, bless Dr. Ben Carson and that ministry. Indeed, expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them, keep them from evil, that they may not cause pain. And Father, thank you for us as the church and as a nation Father, anoint us all afresh with the Spirit of grace. Empower us to be a people that more and more seek to allow you to permeate every part of our lives. Help us to grow in our understanding of the fact that, yes, you and your word should permeate every aspect of our education and every other aspect of life. Help us to know, Lord, that the more we welcome your Holy Spirit and your word into our lives, the more freedom we can experience, the more grace we can experience, the more blessing we can experience, and the more we ourselves will be a blessing to the world around us. Anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would encourage us to be diligent students who read and study your word daily and who teach and train our children to do the same. Anoint us afresh with the Spirit of prayer. Empower us to be praying individual believers. And anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace would encourage us to be the praying church you called us to be, and help us to grow in our understanding of how much we get done when we give ourselves to prayer. And Father, finally, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of obedience. Help us to know that we're to grow in our understanding of both the importance of reading your word and obeying and living your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Feeling lonely, this world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up, some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough. And all I know is you're my only hope.
Toby Mac with I Just Need You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. I want to remind our listeners once again, June the 30th is the deadline date for the Ten Commandments speech, the Ten Commandments Project Speech Challenge. And so if you haven't gotten it in, we hope that you'll go ahead and get your speech in. And want to say, too, we have begun to have participants on broadcast, and we'll be having more on soon. And let me say this, too. It excites me, and I thoroughly enjoy having the participants to come on broadcast to share their speeches, to share scripture, and to hear from the parents as well, because again, the Ten Commandments Project is a discipleship project. It's about helping young people to get the Word of God rooted in their hearts and their minds. And, you know, we have fun with this project, but at the same time, it's a very serious project as well, because sadly, we live in a nation where, tragically, you have too many, sadly, you have so many young people killing each other and too many young people taking their own lives and so many other areas, ways in which they're doing things that are destructive and are destroying their lives. And, you know, the Ten Commandments lay out a basic framework of wisdom and guidelines that give us values that help us know to know what's right, what's wrong, what honors God, what doesn't honor God. And so we should never make the huge mistake of thinking the Ten Commandments are old-fashioned. They are just as relevant up to this moment in history as they've ever been. They contain the moral law of God, which does not change. And yes, you find the Ten Commandments in full in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5, and portions of the Ten Commandments mentioned in plenty of other places. But keep this in mind. The Ten Commandments summarize the wisdom of all of the Word of God in a small curriculum that we refer to as the Ten Commandments. So it's a wonderful tool for the church to preach and teach from on a consistent basis as well. I want to take time now to share a couple of articles from the AFA Stand that we often do, that I wrote. This first one is entitled Praying Daily for Your Children. Again, the title, Praying Daily for Your Children. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. For this boy I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition which I asked of him. So I have also dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 27 through 28. One of the very important tasks and responsibilities that the Lord entrusts to every Christian parent is to pray consistently for your children. This responsibility is so much more important than probably many parents really understand. Praying for our children daily needs to be a high priority. Parents, the following is a very fruitful prayer to pray for each of your children each and every day. So in the article, we'll take time now to pray this prayer. Thank you, Father, for all those we prayed for today, and thank you for all of our children. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the gift my child is to me and to our family and to the church and to the kingdom of God. Bless my child today. Expand their territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon my child. Mightily keep my child from evil, that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, help us this day to be the full blessing to each of our children that you would have us to be. Fill our child today with joy, peace, grace, and encouragement. Help my child to walk in your love, joy, and peace. Help him to spend the time in your word and in prayer that you would have him to do today in Jesus' name. Help my child to put you first in his life. Help him to not make any graven images. Help him to not take your name in vain. Help him to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help him to honor his father and his mother. Help him to not murder. Help him to not commit adultery. Help him to not steal. Help him to tell the truth. Help him to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Thank you for the gift he is to me and to the body of Christ. Empower him this day to fulfill all the call of God upon his life. Help him to live today as the living sacrifice you would have him to be in you and in your will. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. Dear Lord, bless him. Keep him. Make your face to shine brightly upon him and be gracious to him. Dear Lord, lift up your countenance upon him and give him your peace. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We would encourage you to pray this prayer daily for each of your children. And please do forward and share this prayer to other parents that you know and encourage them to pray it daily for each of their children as well. Also, we as parents are wise to teach our children how to pray and to encourage them to pray daily for themselves. Teaching them to pray the Lord's Prayer, the Prayer of Jabez, Psalm 91, and the Ten Commandments every day. These are great goals for us as parents, teaching them to pray prayers such as these. We're wise to understand that if we guide and train our children to read and meditate on the Word of God daily, this can bless them a lot as well. And again, just a reminder, the reading and studying of the Word of God, yes, that too is a form of prayer, a form of communing with God. Reading and meditating on the Word of God daily is an important form of prayer, and so we're wise to know and understand that. As we pray daily for our children, and as we teach and guide them in learning how to pray themselves, we're blessing and helping them in tremendous ways on the journey of life. A mother's blanket of prayer. When you were young and it was cold outside, with a blanket I covered you with care. Now that you are older and the world is much colder, I now cover you with a blanket of prayer. Again, that poem, author unknown. Again, the title of that article, Praying Daily for Your Children. If you'd like to get a copy, email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get a copy to you. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. And this next article is entitled, The High Priority of Discipling Our Children. Again, the high priority of discipling our children. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Then Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. Hear, O sons, a father's instruction, and be attentive that you may gain insight, for I give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching. When I was a son with my father, tender the only one in the sight of my mother, he taught me and said to me, Let your heart hold fast my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom. Get insight. Do not forget and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will keep you. Love her and she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom and whatever you get insight. Proverbs 4 verses 1 to 7. Then Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 4. Parents care their children in their hearts. Their children are very important to them and precious to them. As parents, we want the absolute best for all of our children in every area of life. A very important truth for all parents to be mindful of is that the best we can give our children is Jesus. The greatest gift that they can ever receive in life is Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Jesus is eternal life. So as parents, we're very wise to do all we can to help and encourage our children to receive Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Once a child is saved, it is one of the great responsibilities of Christian parents to disciple them. It's our calling from the Lord to help and guide our children to become strong, vibrant believers who love and follow Jesus in their life and lifestyle. Why is this so important? First of all, we're commanded to make disciples. See Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. And this very important calling is to start with ourselves and then move directly to our families, our spouses, and children. So in considering the great responsibility of discipling our children, just what are some steps or practical building blocks we are to utilize? What are things we can do to effectively and practically carry out this important responsibility of discipling our children and our families? Let's consider a few things a parent can do to help their children to begin to grow up in the Lord. The following are some practical things, ideas, and suggestions Christian parents can do to help and encourage their children to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to grow strong in their faith and walk with Him. First, pray daily with your children. Pray the Lord's Prayer with them and allow them to lead the prayer sometimes. Pray Psalm 91 daily with them. Allow them to hear you call their name in prayer every day. Give your children incentives to memorize and learn Bible-based prayers. Next, have your child to read no less than 3 chapters in the Word of God aloud to you every day. You can find shorter chapters, Psalms, or simply select a given passage for younger children. For children who do not yet know how to read, let them repeat short chapters or passages after you, such as Psalm 1, Psalm 23, Psalm 100, etc. For time reasons, we'll go ahead and cut off there, but if you'd like to get a copy of that or either of the articles that we shared, again, the first article entitled Praying Daily for Your Children, the second title, The High Priority of Discipling Our Children, just email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get a copy to you. Again, joseph@afr.net. As we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, today is a wonderful day to be saved. If you'd like to commit your life to Christ and receive eternal life and be saved, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and I've done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. We'd like to connect with you. My email is joseph@afr.net. Please be in touch again. joseph@afr.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong and vibrant in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch again, joseph@afr.net. Again, if you'd like to get a copy of one or both of the articles that we shared earlier, again, same email, joseph@afr.net. The titles, Praying Daily for Your Children and The High Priority of Discipling Our Children. Again, joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.